and these gifts and what we do at Christmas? Well, Adam is going to come and help us understand a little bit more about what it means. But first, Ben is going to come and read to us from the Bible. So if all of you children want to sit down the front and turn to face the front, that would be great.
I've done a play that's there.
Wow.
It's a bit different.
Okay, sit down. Well done.
Today's reading is taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 39 to 45. Which can be found on page 1026 in the Church Bibles or page 217 in the Accessible Bible. Mary visits Elizabeth. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby in her womb leapt, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favoured that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who believed that the Lord would fulfil his promises to her." This is the word of the Lord.
Well, good morning, boys and girls. Good morning, grown-ups. It's lovely to see so many people here. Now, I wonder if any of you can tell me what day it is in 2 days' time. Yes.
Christmas.
It's Christmas. It's Christmas in 2 days. It's kind of terrifying. Only 48 hours away. Now, boys and girls, I wonder if any of you have one of these at this time of year. This is an advent calendar. Every day you get to open one of the little doors and you get... Oh, is that me? Okay. And you get a little thing, a little chocolate or something. Here's Sarah's advent calendar. It's kind of a traditional chocolate advent calendar with each door has a little chocolate behind it, though Sarah's eaten most of them already. I'll pop that down there. And here's my advent calendar, boys and girls. It's much more exciting. This is my advent calendar. And now it doesn't look as exciting. And actually for you, it probably doesn't seem as exciting. But for some of the grown-ups here, it'll be much more exciting. Because every day, I get a different, freshly ground, single origin bag of coffee to have in the morning. That's my advent calendar. It's much more exciting than chocolate. Now today's true story from the Bible is a bit like an advent calendar. Advent calendars help us to get excited for Christmas Day. Every day we get to open a door is one day closer to the big day. Shall I switch? Great. Hello. Oh. There we go. Every day you get to open a door is one day closer to the big day. And in today's true story from the Bible, it's all about people getting really excited for Jesus coming. Now, I don't know if you spotted two kind of unusual things that happened in the story. The first unusual thing was that Mary was coming to see Elizabeth. Elizabeth was her cousin. And Elizabeth, when Mary walks into the house, cries out. She sets out a loud cry that could also be understood as a joyful shout. As Mary walks in the door, Elizabeth shouts, "Hooray! Mary has arrived." That's weird. I've never done that when my cousins walk through the door. The second unusual thing that happens is that there's a baby in Elizabeth's tummy. John the Baptist is in Elizabeth's tummy, and he leaps for joy whilst he's still a baby in his mummy's tummy. Now, that is a very unusual thing to happen. I am not a doctor, but I assume that doesn't happen very often. So the question is, why? Why is Elizabeth shouting, "Hooray!" And why is there a baby in her tummy leaping for joy? Because Mary has come to visit them. Well, Elizabeth gives us two answers, and I need two volunteers to help me with this next bit. Let's go for, yes, Charlotte, we'll have Charlotte. And Callum, can you help as well? That would be great. I need you to be able to hold up your hands quite high. Excellent. And can you hold that end, top and bottom? Well done. And Callum, as we move this over, can you get hold of it? Oh, further, further, Callum. Further, further. Much further. There we go. I'll hold up in the middle. This is what Elizabeth says. Why am I so favoured that the mother of my Lord should come to me? When Mary walks through the door, Elizabeth says, why am I so favoured that the mother of my Lord should come to me? That's really interesting, because if she's calling Elizabeth the mother of her Lord, that means she knows that the baby in Elizabeth's tummy is her Lord. And in Luke's Gospel, the book that this is from, the word Lord is used 25 times in the first two chapters to refer to God. So what Elizabeth is saying is, God has come to see me. The mother of my God has come to see me. Elizabeth knows that the baby in Mary's tummy, Jesus, was God. Great. Now you can stay there, because we've got another one of these. So pop that down.
Even longer, this one. Keep going. Grab hold of it. I can't stretch any further. Excellent.
Right, now I'm going to have to look like this. Blessed is she, this is what Elizabeth says at the end. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her. That's the second thing that Elizabeth says that tells us why she's so excited. Blessed is she who believed the promises that the Lord would fulfill, that the Lord would fulfill the promises made to her. Now, boys and girls, can you hold that up nice and high? That looks great. Nice and high. What Elizabeth is saying is that Mary believed all the promises that the angels had made to her about who Jesus was going to be. Now, boys and girls, lots of you have been in junior church over the last few weeks. Can any of you remember some of the promises that the angels made to Mary? Jaden. She would have a baby. That's a good start. What other promises were made about that baby? Does anyone remember? And if you don't, I can go to the grown-ups and put them on the spot. Spot? Go. He's going to be the Son of God. That's exactly right. That's a wonderful answer. So the angels promised Mary that her son was going to be the Son of God. And Elizabeth says that Mary is blessed because she believed that God was going to fulfill that promise. Can you remember any of the other promises? It's going to be the Son of God. Grown-ups, any ideas? Otto. He would be called Jesus. And what does Jesus mean? We're so close. It means God saves. So Mary believed that the baby in her tummy was going to be the way that God was going to save people. And there's one more. Does anyone remember the last one? It's okay if you don't, because I can just tell you. The last one was that he was going to sit on his father's throne forever. He was going to be the king who would be in charge forever. So this is why Elizabeth and the baby in her tummy got so excited when Mary came to visit. Because they knew that the baby in Mary's tummy was God, that he was going to be the way God saved people, and that he was going to be king on the throne forever. That is much more exciting than Christmas. Coming and reading these stories in the Bible should be much more exciting than just opening little doors on an advent calendar, because Jesus is more exciting than Christmas. knowing Jesus is the Son of God is more exciting than presents underneath the Christmas tree. Knowing that Jesus is the one who saves God's people is more exciting than Christmas dinner. And knowing that Jesus is king forever, which means that he is king now, is more exciting than time spent with friends and family over Christmas. So Mary shouted hooray, and the baby in her tummy leapt for joy because Jesus is more exciting than Christmas. And it's something, he is something which is exciting not just in December, but for the rest of our lives. I'm going to say a prayer. So guys, you can put that down. And then I'm going to hand back to Sarah. Let me pray. So what I want you to do is sit up straight, hands together, eyes closed, and we'll talk to God. Father God, thank you so much that Jesus is more exciting than Christmas. Thank you so much that Jesus is the Son of God, that he is the way you save people, and that he is the King forever. Father, please would you help us to be excited by Jesus this Christmas time. Amen.